Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Earth.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is our
Welcome back.
Yay.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Ain't no stopping us now. That's right. There's no stopping us now because we're on the roll. And that was Sheila Young who brought us back. Sheila Young from Mississippi. Otherwise,
I am not from Mississippi.
I thought you're from Mississippi.
I moved down to Florida from Mississippi. I'm from
Virginia. You came to Virginia, then you went to Mississippi.
And I've lived in New Jersey, and I've lived in Tennessee.
Oh, I didn't know you were New Jersey.
Yeah,
she lived in. Didn't you live in Wyckoff?
No, I lived in Allendale.
Okay,
Allendale.
That's over by the GW Bridge.
No, Allendale,
Ramsey, Patterson, Wawa.
Right. What am I thinking of?
I don't know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking of Alpine. Yeah.
Okay, Alpine. So right now it's time to go to trivia. Trivia time. Okay. We're going to go right to trivia. This song, everybody and the brothers and sisters and the cousins should know this song. Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this big hit song? We played it before many times. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing it? Okay, Chris, that's enough. That's enough of that great song. Great song. Something I'll have to play in its entirety. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We play that song many times. Who is singing that big song? Please.
You know it, Sheila?
Yeah.
Of course she knows it.
No, I wasn't sure. But yeah, I do.
Oh, Chris is probably going to get a lot of calls really fast.
Yeah, I really at first thought it was somebody else, but I asked my Lady A because yeah. I thought it was somebody else. So
she thought it was Moshe Pippick.
No.
So Sheila, any plans for your birthday?
No, not right now. My sister wants to do a party for me on the 28th. And she's asked me who I want to invite. And I'm like, well, that's not much of a party if I'm telling you to invite to my party. She said, yeah, but I don't want to not invite people if you want them to come. So, but yeah, I don't know. I guess the older I get, the less it really matters. I mean, actually, I keep getting friends, so I'm very fortunate. Yeah. But
she's always networking.
I'm not one of those people that cares about my birthday, to be honest with you.
I don't either anymore.
Yeah.
I like birthdays.
I would invite everybody to come if they want to come, you know.
Wait a minute, we'll put that on the air.
I guess what
she on the air. I'm just not telling you.
We just did.
Not gonna
Chris come to your party.
Come on. Listen, Chris, who we got?
Listen, I got two callers. I had three, but they look like they hung up. So I got two callers on the phone line. I got
any new callers?
No new callers. I got our friend Bill from Delray Beach, Florida.
Oh, he knows it.
And then I have Linda who called back. She said, I'm going to get it this time.
And she knows it.
She said she's going to get it
new
this call. Time.
Wait, let's see if we get a new listener before you give it those two.
Maybe we can get a new caller.
Michael. New caller, 407-894-1680. Let's get a new caller. And otherwise, we'll go to those two. 407-894-1680.
They are the oldies aficionados.
Well, yeah, they know their music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm.
What's that, Chris?
Chris is like, nobody's calling Michael.
Well, all right, let's go.
It's not that. A semi truck just pulled into
a truck. I thought you said a trunk.
Wait, it's a truck pulled into this by the studio.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's answer this. Let's get to the phone line.
Okay.
I hope your door is locked, Chris.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I ain't worried about it. You know, I bench press people for a living if I need to.
And maybe he wants to sleep and take a break.
I wouldn't, if I was running into Chris, I wouldn't be messing with him because he's a big boy.
All right. Let's talk to our good friend, Bill, from Delray Beach. Bill, how you doing?
Bill.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bill.
Happy New Year to you guys, too. Yeah, and all your listeners. Yeah.
So who singing that song, Bill?
That was the Marvelettes.
Oh!
Good job.
How marvelous. That's very good. Marvelous. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, Bill. It's coming your way.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Where are you from originally, Bill?
What is that?
Where are you from originally?
Brooklyn. Yep.
Oh, that's why he knows the Marvelettes.
Oh, sure.
So, Bill, when you were a kid, did you listen to WABC with Cousin Brucey?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, sure.
And WMCA mm-hmm. with, Scott Muni.
Scott Muni, oh, yeah. And WNEW, he moved to an FM, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You didn't listen to Chaco.
When I was a young individual, I lived in Jersey, and I used to listen to ABC all the time.
Me too. And sure. Did you listen on the transistor radio?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Did you ever hear the name Alan Freed?
A little Philco radio.
Yeah.
That's what I had. Yeah.
Bill, did you ever hear the name Alan Freed?
No, I didn't get Alan Freed. No.
That was before your time, Alan Freed.
Yeah.
Bill's probably my age. Yeah.
Well thanks, Bill.
Oh.
Hey, Bill. Thank you so much, Bill. I got you. Hold on one moment, all right?
So he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway, and then they have Subways in Brooklyn, so.
We have a caller. What? We have a caller. Thank you for calling, Bill.
Thank you for calling, Bill.
Right, do you want to say hi to Linda?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wait, that's with Linda.
All right, Linda. How you doing, Linda, real quick?
Yeah, hey, Chris.
Hey, Linda. I know you were calling in for trivia. Somebody got you to the punch, Linda.
All right. Well, better luck next time. But it's always good talking to you.
Be well. Thanks.
Be well. All Happy right. New Year. Nice to hear from you again.
We have Terry on the line who wants to ask if a quick question, Terry. We have 2 minutes. Hello, Terry.
Hello, yeah. Terry.
Hey, how's it going? It'll take me 90 seconds, a minute. Hey, I recently purchased a piano tuning kit. I want to learn how to tune pianos. And I understand the concept with the tuning hammer and the tuning fork and all, but I want to know if there's any blind individuals out there that is into tuning pianos and use the tuning app, either on Android or an iPhone. And if there is someone out there that can give me some tips, they can get in contact with Chris, and Chris can give them my number. I would like to speak to someone, a blind individual out there that tune pianos, but they use the tuning app instead of a tuning fork.
Okay, and they might end up calling after 9 o'clock when Chris wouldn't be answering the phone anymore. So they can do that. In addition, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org if they would like, and I'll hook them up.
I can give my number if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. It's your number.
Okay, so my number is 860-808-4462. It's really easy. 860.
Now the world knows your phone number.
Say it again, Terry.
Okay, so it's 860-808-4462. Give me a call or shoot me a text.
So it's a reference to the tuning app for Android?
Or either an iPhone.
Oh, or the iPhone. Yeah.
Terry, there is an organization called BITS with the American Council of the Blind. It's Blind Information Technology System. What's the S stand for? I can't remember what the S stands for. System, maybe? You can go. My brain just went dead. But there are. Michael, that's not nice. There are so many people on that list that know so much about technology that I promise you somebody is on that list that knows something about what you need. So I think you can go to acb.org and look up BITS and reach out to them. Or I know the president, so I will email them and I'll see what I can find out for you.
Alrighty. Well, there you go.
Thanks so much, Sheila. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Terry, for
Thanks
calling.
Thanks for calling in, Terry.
Chris, we better go to break so we can talk to our friends.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Appreciate you listening to the show. Hope you like the show so far. You want to call in? Please do. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, as I said earlier in the show, it's Braille Literacy Month and celebrating Louis Braille inventing the Braille system for communication. So we're very pleased to have a Braille expert join us tonight, and we'd like you to meet Vicki Snow. And Vicki is a Braillist at the Durham, North Carolina Public Schools. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I don't believe we've ever had a Braille expert on the air.
I don't know about expert, but.
Well, and I'd like you to say hello to our co-host tonight, Sheila Young.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Sheila.
Yeah.
I'm not a Braille expert either.
Well, I just think this is fascinating. So, Vicki, tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you get involved in learning Braille and getting having the role at the Durham Public School System?
I was really lucky. I was working for the school system, and the principal I worked for suddenly became in charge of the vision program. This was back in 2003 or four. Wow. And we needed a Braillist, and we didn't have one. And I had worked with a couple of the vision teachers a couple of times, and I asked him to give me a shot, and he did. So that's how it all started back in 2004. And I've been doing that ever since. So 20 years now.
Well, I'm impressed. And because Braille is difficult to learn.
It is. It's hard to learn as a blind person if you're an adult.
Yes.
It's even harder to learn as an adult if you're sighted. So, but are you certified?
I am. I am certified. And that was the most difficult thing I think I've ever done. I'd been brailling for 8 years when I started for the certification, and then
they throw UEB in there.
Yes. It was right after that chain.
Yeah.
So I kept getting my work back and it would be in UEB, but they had graded it in the old, it just mm-hmm. was a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
It took a while, but I finally got there.
So, Vicki, there must be a lot of children then that are blind or visually impaired in the Durham school system.
We used to have a lot.
Yeah.
Now it's mostly low vision kids. Mm-hmm. We have a few Braille students. My student is a fifth grader, and he's pretty amazing. He learned the periodic table last year in fourth grade. He's really, really bright. He's pretty angry about being blind, though. He wants to be like every other kid, and I get that.
We were hoping to meet him tonight. We're disappointed.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're disappointed. So, and I think you told me that he plays the piano by ear.
He does. He does. And he reported to the class a couple of weeks ago that he now plays 20 instruments. I, of course, don't know them all, but he got an electric guitar for Christmas. So, yeah, he's pretty amazing.
Wow. And now he knows Braille fluently?
Yes, he does. He picked it up very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps me on my toes.
I'm assuming that he was sighted and then lost his vision.
Yes.
And that's why he's angry. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But there's a lot of adults that go through that. So
right.
I totally get it. So
yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of people, don't we, Michael? Including yourself.
Yep. They go blind suddenly.
Right. He could see in kindergarten. And then we didn't start teaching him Braille in kindergarten because he could read it looking at it. So we postponed it, and then in first grade, he had to have it. He had lost that much vision.
Well, and I will tell you, Vicki, as an adult who had vision when I was younger, I've mm-hmm. always had RP, so I have retinitis pigmentosa.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody wants to call in and talk to Vicki, the phone number is 407-894-1680. But I was one of those individuals that I could read, and mm-hmm. I could read large print. And when I was in high school, I literally, the Commission for the Visually Impaired in Norfolk, Virginia, would enlarge my textbooks, but I had to have my nose on the book to be able read anything. But I was one of those stubborn kids that said, I'm not blind. I'm not learning Braille. No, I'm not learning Braille. And I'm going to tell you one thing as an almost 70-year-old adult that I regret is not learning Braille when I had low vision.
Right.
Because with your eye condition, you never know. And I am so envious of all of those adults that were able to take advantage of learning Braille when they were younger, because right. they're a whole lot. I mean, not that I regret my life at all. That's mm-hmm. that's not what I'm saying. But I could have done so much more with my life than what I have done.
Right.
If I had done Braille, if I had gone to college, I never took 1 hour of college because I couldn't, you know, I didn't meet the requirements.
This is Michael.
Yes.
I just want to interrupt.
Uh-huh.
A lot of folks like myself who lost their eyes suddenly, went blind. We don't know Braille.
No.
It seems most people that are older who go blind later in life.
60s already when
yeah.
You lost
yeah.
Your
well, I was in my 60s when I went blind.
Mm-hmm. And, you don't know Braille.
I don't know Braille. And I'm sorry, in many ways, I don't know Braille because the biggest thing I'm afraid of, and that's basically the only thing I'm really afraid of, if you want to use those words, is when I go on elevators.
Oh, yeah.
Because going on an elevator and you don't know Braille, you're in bad shape.
Right.
Especially if you go in a building that's 50 or 60 stories high and you go in by yourself. Because I've been there, I've done it, know it. So the point is, those folks that are younger, I would say, are lucky because they're learning Braille they learn a lot of things that a blind person later in life doesn't know, that I don't know. There's two ways to look at it.
Unless they're one of those stubborn people like me that say, I don't need Braille. So, you know, and that's what I'm telling Vicky. You know, when I was working in the school system, we had sighted children that were low vision, and we made them learn Braille because you never know what's going to happen in your future. And you've always got that tool in your box.
I'm gonna do something right now. Anybody mm-hmm. who calls up right now that's above the age, listen to the age, above 60, and they went blind, and I'll even say 50. If you went blind after the age of 50, and you went blind after the age of 50, and you took up Braille, I'd like to hear from you. And if you call up and you said, truthfully, you say that you learned Braille after the age of 50, and you went blind, I'll throw you a gift card. Free. You have nothing to do. Just call up and say you went blind after the age of 50 and you know you took up Braille. I'd like to hear from one person. 407-894-1680. That'd be very interesting.
Yeah. Vicki, I have a question now. Are you the Braillist for the entire city of Durham, North Carolina?
We had 3 Braillists, but our Braille kids have slowly gone down in number. So at the moment, I'm the only Braillist for Durham.
I would say that that's a good thing. Then
yes.
More, but on the other hand, when I'm doing my research all the time for the show, I'm sadly amazed how many blind children there are.
No, it's devastating.
So why do you think your enrollment, yours went down? I'm just curious.
I'm not sure.
Is there a school for the blind in Carolina?
That's what I was thinking.
There is one in Raleigh, yes.
Okay.
Well, that's the same community, right? Raleigh,
yes.
Raleigh
is the same. It's about 20 miles away.
Yeah.
But are you the Braillist for that school as well?
No.
Okay.
And how do you teach them? How do you teach them Braille with like little, almost like domino tiles or... What is the method that you teach them if there is?
We do have those, but I don't teach them the Braille. The teachers do that. I just produce the Braille for the classes and tests.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
She's the Braillist in the school system, does all the Braille for testing, for documents, for anything that the teachers need.
Mm-hmm.
So the teachers give them, email them whatever they need Braille. The Braillist does it, and then, yeah, the Braillists are usually real busy because they've got several, you know, between the testing and the documents and graphs and whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
The stupid math can question. Be very difficult.
Uh-oh. I have Uh-oh. A Uh-oh. Question. I don't know if it's stupid or not, but do colleges have Braille's too?
No. I don't think so.
No.
No. So when because you can't always read a PDF file and all those things. So I would think that the college kids would need some Braille's too on campus in case.
I think it's probably up to the Braille the student to get it.
Oh. Hmm. All righty. Would you have any calls, Chris?
Our next guest will be able to answer some of that, maybe.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, Vicky, yeah. You might be interested in listening and hanging on and just muting your mic, or maybe you'll chime in later and just listen to our next guest. She's a Braille. What is her title, Sheila?
She's the president. Actually, she is the secretary for the American Council of the Blind, but she is the president of the Braille Revival League for the American Council of the Blind.
So you might want
to I will listen. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Goody. Well, you can just stay in the Zoom, and if Sheila doesn't mind, if you chime in, I'd
support. Oh, no, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Vicki, I worked in the school system, and our Braillists were amazing.
yeah. The hard thing is getting the work from the teachers in a timely manner.
I know. I worked it. I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, and when I was working with the kids, and we would say, well, so-and-so, where's our test? Well, I don't have it from the teacher yet. Okay.
Right. Exactly. I don't understand how teachers can forget that they have a visually impaired student. You know, it slipped my mind. I didn't remember.
Well, and unfortunately, when a child is mainstreamed
That's true.
In a classroom, the teacher's got 25 kids in the room.
Right.
And one is visually impaired or blind, right. And they're doing Braille.
Yeah.
They go, oh, no, I forgot to send it to you. Because they're concentrating on the sighted children.
Right.
And, you know, don't get me on my soapbox, because my soapbox is always, you know, blind and visually impaired, or we're always an afterthought.
And I believe they still are.
Yeah. Yeah. Even as an adult. Were an afterthought. So, you know, and I loved working in the school system because I got to learn some of this stuff.
But right.
As an adult, I live it every day. So,
right.
Yeah. Thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, thanks.
It Absolutely. Is an awesome service to any child that needs it. And I guess what I would say as a Braillist is go to the teacher and say, where's my document? For your child.
Right.
Give them a little nudge.
You have to be aggressive. Yes,
just a little.
I don't know if she heard you, Michael.
You have to be aggressive. Yep. Like anything else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Chris.
Sometimes they aren't, you know, the Braillists aren't supposed to do that, but I think it's a good thing.
Right.
Sheila, I'm thinking yes, Chris ma'am. Will take us to break now, and then we'll get the commercials done, and then we can go to your segment with Denise. Oh, Chris said okay. So he's going to take us to break.
We're going to go to break, and then we'll come back and talk.
All right, Vicki, stick around.
Talk to Vicki and talk to Denise.
Thank you for being here.
I will. Thank you for inviting me.
Don't go away, though. Don't go away.
I won't.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate
Central
now.
Vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. Foundation Fighting Blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. You don't know what it's like to be included until you have been excluded.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back
to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Come on, Michael.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's two welcome backs, Sheila.
Well, Sheila's reading Chris's message in the chat, and I'm looking at it, and then I have to pat Michael on the arm.
And when you're blind, you can't read.
Let's do it together, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back.
That's why it's called Blind and Beyond.
Because we are definitely beyond.
Yeah, we're beyond, yeah. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And by the way, those folks that are calling in, I said above the age of 50, not 35, not 20, above the age of 50, I said.
Okay, so we were talking before the break to Vicki Snow, who is the Braillist in the Durham, North Carolina public school system. And Sheila, Vicki, thank you for staying on. And Sheila, I'm going to turn the segment over to you to introduce your guest, and then we'll merge it together.
All right. This
and
is
we'll
going to
just
be
keep
so
track of the time.
Yeah. This is good. This could be an hour conversation.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a, I don't know what I'm going to do. You're in College Park.
Anyway,
I'll just give you a little warning.
I am so excited, as this is Braille Literacy Month. And I am so happy that this young lady was available to be here with us tonight. Denise Coley, who is, and she'll correct me if I'm saying it, I probably said Coley wrong, it's Collie. Anyway, she is the
secretary for the American Council of Blind. She is the president of the Braille Revival League of ACB. This young lady has been a friend of mine for many years, Denise. How long have we known each other? For a while.
It's been a while, absolutely.
It's been a while, and she lives in Texas.
Hello, so Denise. Denise, nice to meet
thank
you.
Thank you so much thank for you. Being here.
Thank you.
So tell us about the Braille Revival League of ACB and about your event that you had on the 4th with Braille Matters, and you're probably going to have to do it in 5 minutes or less. So.
Well, no, we have about 10 minutes or
10
more.
10 minutes? Okay, cool. Well,
maybe 12 minutes, but Sheila, introduce her to Vicky also, so we'll have a little
and
party
Vicky,
here.
Vicky,
a Braille party.
Snow. Yeah, Vicky is a Braillist, and as you heard, in Durham, North Carolina. And Denise, I don't know about Denise's education, so I don't know if Denise has been blind her whole life. I believe so. So you guys have a conversation.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Vicky. Yes, I am totally blind and have been so since birth, and I actually was mainstreamed. And it's interesting because I was listening to your previous interview, and I originally came from Washington State. And in Washington State, we had what was called the Braille Access Center, which was housed out of our School for the Blind, who did a lot of the brailling for the students there on campus and for schools and other entities who were needing Braille. And we also, at the time I was going to school in college, the Disabled Student Services offices at the colleges, especially the community colleges, sort of got together. And there were a couple of them who had Braille embossers, and they were able to do some of the Braille production for students who were blind, who were utilizing the services of the DSS offices. So
nice.
It has been available.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Sheila, for calling me a young lady. She just went up about 10 points on my scale.
I'm glad to hear that because I keep going down on others.
The Braille Revival League is a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. We're really all about all things Braille. Braille instruction, Braille reading and writing, Braille production, Braille transcription, Braille proofreading, and the availability of Braille. Our mission is to preserve, promote, and value Braille as an essential mode of communication for people who are blind or visually impaired. And we're very interested in the fact that we see Braille as a means of communication that enables people who are blind to be competitive in work, in the world of work, to be creative, to play games and other fun stuff, to mark and label, and so much more.
Denise, hang on. If anybody has any questions and you are out there, please call 407-894-1680.
Thank you, Sheila.
Go ahead, Denise.
Right now, a couple of the things that we are attempting to do are we are trying to get Braille labels put on products, and we are providing support to the National Library Service as they launch the Braille e-readers and Braille on Demand.
Yay!
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yay!
I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Okay, tell you about our event, because we're still coming down off the ceiling with this thing. On January the 4th, which was Lewis Braille's birthday, the Braille Revival League hosted a 7-hour Braille, we called it an extravaganza, and it was intended to demonstrate what we already know, that Braille matters. We believe so strongly that it does. So we asked our presenters to kind of talk about what they did from that perspective. And so we heard from representatives from the Braille Authority of North America, or BANA, the Clover Nook Printing House for the Blind, National Braille Press, the Vacaville Volunteer Braille Project out of Vacaville, California, which teaches incarcerated inmates the trade of Braille transcription and Braille repair. That was really fascinating.
It was fascinating. I went to visit one.
Oh, did you?
I did. It was great. They are so amazing.
They are.
Awesome.
We heard from the National Library Service, or NLS, Horizons for the Blind, the Dream Vision Group, and the Brailleist Foundation in the United Kingdom. So we actually said we were having an international extravaganza, and the Braille Challenge, which inspiring our young people using Braille. A lot of us are really, really excited about the Braille Challenge. We want to get more involved. It was just really fun to hear about the various counties and states that are doing Braille challenges, and then how the National Braille Challenge works and operates.
Denise, why don't you tell people that if you're sighted and you're in a city or county where there is a Braille challenge, that they need volunteers.
They need volunteers badly. We need proctors. We need scorers. The students are tested in four or five different areas: Braille reading comprehension, Braille literacy, graphics,
spelling.
Spelling. Can't remember what the fifth one is. And they compete according to grade. And they take the various tests, and then they have a winner, the person who did the best and got the highest score in each age group, then goes on to the National Braille Challenge in Los Angeles, California, for the Braille Institute of Los Angeles. And so Sheila, it's a very exciting event.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sheila, I remember when Maddie was on that.
Yep.
Listen, we have a caller.
Addison.
Right, Madison. We have a caller.
Aileen. Addie.
Abby.
Addison, not Maddie.
Addison. A-D-D-I-O. I didn't hear you. That's right. Gosh, that was 11 years ago I met her. Yeah, we have a caller that would like to, I guess, ask a quick question.
Okay. So
we have Dave on the line from...
Mr. Dave, how are you?
Dave is another one of our co-hosts. Quick question,
hey
Dave.
Hey there, guys and girls.
Hey.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Good to hear everybody. Happy New Year to you.
You have a quick question? Because I know Denise has a lot to talk about still. Yeah.
Yes, I do. I've got a question that Denise, I'm sure, could help me with. Now, I've got kind of a unique problem. I'm totally blind. It was mainstreamed through the public school system and learned, grade one and two, of course. But when I was a senior in high school, my itinerant teacher wanted me to, she felt that I was not using my full potential. So she wanted me to learn grade three Braille, which I actually did learn way back then. And of course, there's nothing produced in it. But so my problem is now I get confused between, like for my own purposes, I can kind of mix between grade two and grade three. But if I wanted to write something up for somebody that out of the blue, I'm worried I might give them gibberish. I might I need to find out how to basically catch up with the best way to get UEB Braille, since that tends to be the newest and greatest thing.
Yep.
So and since I know books are printed in that, what's the best way that I could sort out my contractions and try to get with the current system?
And that's kind of a Vicky and Denise question.
Yeah, Vicky, sorry about that. I didn't mean to leave you out at all.
What I would say is, I know that NLS has a couple of books that have been written about UEB, instructional manuals that you can get, and you can actually get them, ask for them through Braille on Demand so that you don't have to return them. They'll Braille them for you and it'll be yours to keep.
That's right. I forgot about
and
that,
so,
Dave.
I would talk to your regional library and see what they know. And if they don't, I would contact National Library Service and and ask how you can get, you know, how you can get those manuals, because that's really, if there are no teachers in your area who are, teachers were supposed to be certified in UEB, the vision teachers, but we're finding that that didn't happen as much as we'd hoped. So that's what I would do initially.
And Braille, the Braille on Demand, Dave, you get 5 a month, right, Denise?
You can have up to 5 books a month.
Yeah.
They have to be books that are already available within the UE, within the NLS program and within their catalog. So they can't do a book that they've not had, you know, already have the Braille files for. But as long as they have the Braille files for them, you can request up to 5 books a month, and they're yours to keep.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm sure even with my Braille knowledge now, I could probably read something that was put out in UEB, and it wouldn't be a problem. But I'm thinking for me writing something up for somebody else, it probably would be a good idea to
I was
get my
almost laughing when you said that, because I have the same issue. I learned grade 3, and then I kind of didn't use it that much. And so then I just sort of use this combination of grade 2 and grade 3 when I'm just writing stuff for myself.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I know.
I use it every day, but I don't read regular books. So unfortunately,
right. And there's not much out there in grade 3, unfortunately.
But, yeah, probably nothing. But, I would imagine.
But I can read UEB, but try to write it is my issue. I have a really hard time trying to write UEB. So I'm sort of a holdout. I don't know that I want to totally go to UEB.
I guess I'm glad I'm not the only one. I do want to learn it. So,
which is not what the president of Braille Revival League should be saying. But
no, that's not what you should be saying. But it's okay.
Thank you.
You're among friends. Thank you for calling,
David.
Too bad grade 3 didn't catch on, but that's okay.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, Dave.
All righty. Thank you, guys and girls.
You're welcome. That was Dave Hillebrand, one of our other co-hosts, one of the other co-hosts. So we have about 3 minutes, ladies.
So go ahead, Denise.
Yes.
Tell everybody what Braille Revival League is and how they can get more information.
Well, if you want more information on the Braille Revival League, you can go to our website, which is www.braillerevivalleague.org. And on the website, you can find out about our newsletter that we put out 3 times a year called the Braille Memorandum. And it's an excellent, excellent newspaper. You can learn about membership and becoming a member of the Braille Revival League. And there's an application up there. Our dues are $10 a year or $200 if you want to become a life member. We have six affiliates of the Braille Revival League, one in Illinois, one in Texas, one in New York, one in Florida, one in California, and one in Pennsylvania. And if you happen to be in one of those states and you'd like to join that affiliate, you can pay your dues, and part of those dues go to the National Braille Revival League. We also have up there our bi-monthly, what we call the Braille Buzz. The Braille Buzz is kind of our site where we bring on speakers to talk about various and sundry topics. We have it on the third Wednesday of the even numbered month. So February, April, June, August, November, October, and December. It's at 8:30 Eastern time, and we have a different topic each time.
And how can they find the recordings from the Braille Matters?
Goodness, you're trying to cover so much, you're choking. Denise, we have about 1 minute left before we have to say goodnight, because we go off the air in 6 minutes. So it's not like it's personal.
So to get to podcasts of our Braille Matters event, if you would like to go back and listen to all 7 hours, you can go to our website again, BrailleRevivalLeague.com, and go down to where it says ACB Community Events and Community Event Podcasts. And then you will be able to hear more about it. And so
with BrailleRevival.com. Thank you, Denise.
Denise, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
We'll be talking soon.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you, Vicky.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. I hope you learned something, Vicky. Something.
Oh my goodness.
Can I tell a story?
No, we don't have time. No, not really. I'm sorry.
Story.
Well, at 8:55, you're going to tell an interesting story.
Yeah, fast.
We have to go off the air in 2 minutes, Michael.
Okay.
But I have to do my show wrap up. So, and we're going to say goodnight to Sheila and Chris. I guess we'll have to save it for next week. So I wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host Dave Hillebrandt. You heard him for a moment before when he called in. And our guest, Dave Schleppenbach, the Tactile Solutions with the Cadence Tablet. And Nathan Kluke, who is the Director of Chapter Engagement for the West Region of the United States. And guess what? And your calls. We expect your calls, right, Michael?
Absolutely.
All right. So we have about a minute. Oh, and Sheila, thank you so much. It was such an informative show tonight, wasn't it?
It was good. Yeah, it really was. And I'm sorry we didn't have more calls, but I don't think we had time for calls.
No. Well, sometimes we do and sometimes we don't.
Michael, but you know what? If people will listen to the information that is shared, then, we're sharing the information. So that's all that matters.
My story next week is about telling you about a story real fast. I was watching, well, not watching because I listen, I can't see, to this cowboy movie. And the guy was shot and he went blind.
No kidding.
Yeah. So
wow.
It was a whole discussion about how he went blind and he was shot and what happened and how he spoke to some people about being blind.
Oh, wow.
I'll talk to you about it next week. It was very interesting. Yeah. It was the first time I ever listened to a cowboy movie.
What was the movie?
I'm trying to find that out.
I can look up. Maybe I can Google cowboy movie with the blind theme or something. Yeah, I'll find it.
So it was the good, the bad, and the ugly.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think so. No. But that is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah. I just want to say happy birthday.
And happy birthday to you too, Sheila. Our birthday month. It was a fistful of dollars. That's what it was.
What?
A fistful of dollars. I know
that's the name of a movie, but I don't know if that's it. That's not it.
Oh, okay.
Who was in that? Paul Newman or somebody? No. I don't remember.
Randolph Scott.
Anyway, Michael, I guess we'll be back here next Sunday at the same time.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, the movie
See you tomorrow, Chris.
The movie's like 60 years old.
Thanks, Sheila, so much for joining us tonight.
You are welcome.
Great, great show.
And I'll be back next month, so.
Well, folks, that's the story. That's the glory of the Blind and Beyond radio show. So listen, don't go away. We shall be right back in 1 week. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for letting us in your homes. If you have a home, if you're in a car, well, thanks for letting us in your car. God bless you all. Good night.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up.